A prominent breast cancer researcher recently called for a major expansion in genetic screening for breast and ovarian cancer. Mary Claire King won this year's Lasker Award, known as the American Nobel Prize in Medicine. She discovered the gene known as BRCA1, which can mutate and lead to breast cancer. In accepting the award, she suggested that all women age 30 and older should be screened to see if they have that gene. But another breast cancer expert, Dr. Eric Weiner of Harvard Medical School, told me he's not ready to sign on to such an expansive undertaking.
I think much of this is based on a paper that she and others published that looked at doing genetic screening in Israel, where, in fact, among the Ashkenazi Jewish population, somewhere in the range of 2 to 2.5% of the population has a mutation in what are called the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes. And these are genes that if a woman has a mutation in the gene, there is a dramatically increased risk of developing breast and ovarian cancer. The issue in terms of translating those findings to the U.S. is that outside of the Ashkenazi Jewish population, that in the general population in the U.S., the non-Jewish population, the chance of finding a mutation is more in the range of 1 in 500. So this is a much rarer event. And at least at this point in time, I think that most of us would be a little bit concerned about a general recommendation that everyone be screened. I think for women who are of Ashkenazi Jewish background, it's a reasonable thing. I think for women who are obviously have a family history, something that's reasonable. But I don't think that most of us are ready to be screening every woman over the age of 30.
So what do you think is behind this? I mean, why would someone of her stature go ahead and recommend this then?
People are allowed to disagree, and that's okay. And I think that from her standpoint, you know, what she sees is a situation where if a woman knows that she has a mutation, there may be steps that she can take, either prophylactic surgery or extra screening, that would reduce her risk of developing and dying of breast or ovarian cancer. And that of course, is a laudable goal. On the other hand, 1 in 500 is pretty rare. And the other problem that comes up is that when you talk about screening the entire gene, and I'm going to be a little bit more specific about this in a minute, you often find changes in the gene that you're not sure whether they're important or whether they're not important. And that in and of itself can lead to a lot of anxiety and might even lead to some unnecessary procedures as a result of it. You know, and I also think that this may be the difference between someone who is fundamentally a scientist, albeit a scientist with very close connections to the advocacy community and who cares deeply about the health of women, but the difference between a scientist and the difference between a clinician. Because as a clinician, for better or worse, you see how these kinds of recommendations play out on a day-to-day basis in patients and how it affects their lives.
Dr. Eric Weiner is chief of the Division of Women's Cancers at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School.